I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. We're only days away from the start of the big game hunting seasons in West Virginia. When we come back, we'll talk about some key regulation changes in this year's deer and bear hunting seasons that you'll need to know about. Part two of the DNR report in 3, 2, 1. The Natural Resources Commission has approved changes that would make the opportunity for success during hunting season this year better than ever. Chris Ryan with the DNR explains.
You know, one of the primary changes that a lot of hunters will be excited about this year is the increase of the daily bag limit for deer. Two deer may be taken per day, but only one may be a buck or antlered. So you can kill two does, or you can kill a buck and a doe in a day, and that's across all weapons. That's bow, gun, or muzzleloader.
And you don't even have to leave the woods.
The other interesting thing about it is you do not have to take those animals to the check station before pursuing the second animal. So you can harvest two animals at one time without having to go to the check station first.
Now, Ryan says this change came in response to requests from hunters over the years.
We've had a number of requests for that throughout the years, either from a bow hunter that may only go a certain number of Saturdays or during the year, or have a certain amount of leave, so they can actually harvest an animal in the morning and then, you know, take care of that animal and hang it up and go back out that afternoon and pursue another animal. Or we get the other cases where we get out-of-state hunters or hunters that are busy and get to go the first 3 days of gun season, and they would like to harvest a buck, but they also have a doe tag and they want to fill their freezer, and they've always just kind of waited to harvest that doe. Well, now they don't have to. Now they can shoot a doe in the morning and then still pursue that buck, or they can kill two does. So it's really a great opportunity for a lot of hunters.
Now, the limit of 3 bucks across all seasons and no more than 2 bucks in any one hunting implement is still in place. But there's also a change to bear season.
One of the other primary changes is in 19 counties, for the first time, we're going to have a limited black bear season during the concurrent buck season. So those permits had to be in by August the 19th. So hopefully we have a lot of hunters that put in for those permits in those counties. And you should check the 2013-2014 regulations to see which counties we're referring to. Also, a landowner does not need a permit. So somebody that owns their own piece of property, always they don't need a permit to go during that season.
So it sets up to be what may be the most lucrative hunting opportunities ever for big game in West Virginia.
They can actually kill a buck, a doe, and a bear if the doe season is open, all in the same day.
Check your regulations carefully before you start hunting this season and make sure you're aware of all the opportunities with the new regulation changes. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.